got two of the lovely Joan of Arc with me. I'm just coming off stage at SOS Fest. Did you have a good time, ladies?
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Really good sound.
Great, great crowd, great sound. You know, we always like a good sound, and they really did a good job. Yeah, it was brilliant, and it's a really nice venue.
You seemed to go down really well. It looked like you were enjoying yourself.
We did.
You sounded amazing. Oh, and I loved that flying V.
Yeah, we love the flying V. Our producer doesn't like flying Vs. I don't know why, because the imagery, I mean, when you look at a flying V, it just is so sexy.
Yeah, I just love it. I've been wanting one for ages.
I didn't want one forever. And then all of a sudden, the year and a half ago, I need a flying V.
Yeah.
It's now sat on my wall in the studio, but I do like it. I haven't played it in anger yet.
They get good quality, actually. Like, my first one was an SG.
Right.
Which was okay, it was good. You know, it looks nice, sounds nice, but there's a difference in quality, you can really tell.
Really?
Even feeling, like, you know, it's...
nice colour as well, I just grabbed.
Yeah.
Don't leave it lying around, it'll end up in my house. Now, when I saw you in November, you just launched your album. And you've got another one coming soon, haven't you?
Yeah, and time flies, actually, when you're having fun. Yeah, so we've got a new album that's going to be coming out in the autumn, and we've got a single coming out at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And it's called The Girls Wanna Rock. And this single... Girls Wanna Rock. And this single is... all the proceeds are going to go to a breast cancer charity. So we have a few friends that have been suffering. Musicians, actually. One of our friends got breast cancer a while ago. And we just thought, do you know what? We want to do something good with our music.
Yeah.
So a while ago, we released a single called Seeds of Summer, and we put proceeds from that towards the Grenfell...
Yes.
Red Cross Grenfell charity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always, I think it's always good when you can actually sort of do something with your music as well, not just make money, but help other people
help
when you can.
People, yeah.
So yeah, the breast cancer thing was, because we've got a lot of people at the moment that have had it or been diagnosed over a while, but it's come back sort of thing. So
we shot a video on the Bodmin Moors.
Yeah, last weekend.
I was going to ask about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Saw the thing on Facebook about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's for the single Girls Wanna Rock. So that will go hand in hand with the single when it comes out at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a friend of ours who's, she just had surgery and she had reconstruction of her breasts, I'm going to say, on the radio. She said, I want to participate in this. So she dressed up as a warrior. She looked absolutely stunning.
Looked amazing,
amazing, stunning girl. And she came down and she's in the video and it was just brilliant. And all the men enjoyed themselves. They loved it. They had all women in corsets and the guys had a great time.
So the theme of the video is Girls Wanna Rock. So it's sort of Xena warrior princess, female army versus male army.
Of winning, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we had
tattoos, Ben, chess with the men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women, so that'll be a bit weird. And spears and swords and.
And we had a sword fighting team come down, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a female sword fighting team.
So the main, one of the main characters is barring us as well, but the shot is mainly around Steph, who is from another female band from Bristol called
Flowerpot.
Yeah. And they're awesome, but she's in a sword fighting team where they dress up in armour and have all the medieval.
Wow.
It's awesome. So there was her, there was another, the Viking group.
And the male sword fighting team as well.
But there was a Cornish Viking fighting group as well, and they were involved as well. They came down. It was fun.
But the swords were so, it was so dangerous for the cameramen because the actual sword took off half of her eyebrow.
Oh my God.
in a fight scene, she shaved her eyebrow off. So it was quite dangerous actually. Bit exciting.
Sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, I must break it up a bit from recording. Clearly it's a lot of fun, but must get a bit of dragging.
Yeah.
Well, we've completed the recording now, so at the moment it's just being mixed.
Yeah.
And then when the full album's mixed, we're going to have it back, listen to it before tweaks are made and then it'll be mastered. So that's sort of in the pipeline. We've also got a pledge campaign out at the moment, so we're still promoting that, pledge.com/JoanofArc.
Yeah.
So that's to raise money towards the album.
Yeah, we've self-done
it this time.
Do it ourselves
in terms,
this time.
Yeah, instead of...
And it's, instead of relying on people, other people. And do you know what? It's been an absolute success, and we've had 150% over our pledge.
Over 180%.
Though. Well, now 180, yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes up every day, and we're really grateful for that, you know, that our followers have really got behind the album.
It must sort of make you feel really pleased and justified in what you're doing when that happens.
Yeah.
As well, because the dream was always get a day, get a deal, get a label, yeah. get this, which
didn't mean very much. Not anymore. It's not always the best thing. It can be great, it can be the best thing, but in these days, it's very... You know.
And our last album, we did have a company, and as much as they helped us, we didn't move forward like we wanted to. So, in a way, we feel free to do what we want to do.
I think sometimes that's the key, isn't it? If you've got an idea where you want to be going and how to get there, and you go down the route of that, it's important to get the right people around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but we are grateful.
Can be hard.
We're grateful for everyone that we've worked with
and everyone that's put us in certain places to have opportunities in the past and everything up to now.
Never take anything for granted.
I mean, recently we've heard through people and sort of through the, you know, you hear things about other bands and other managers and stuff, but sort of like the concept of have you got a 6-year plan? What is your 6-year business plan? The thing is, we perform because we love it. We don't have a 6-year business plan because for us it's not a business, it's a passion. So we release what we can and what we do when we do. We don't have like a 6 years down the line we're going to be on our fourth platinum album doing this, doing that. No. We just do what we do and how we want to do it because we love doing it, we enjoy it.
And we live in the moment as well, which is, you know.
Yeah. You never know what could happen these days.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a gig tonight as well.
We have.
We're travelling
to
in
Wales.
About 15 minutes to Wales.
Oh my God.
So we had a gig last night in
Derbyshire.
Yeah, at the Rock and Bike Fest. Came up here today and then... Yeah, off to Wales.
So in the is that kind of, you've got festival season, then the album coming out, and then hitting it again.
Yeah.
We don't do a 6-year plan. Next 6 months. That's kind
Month plan's good.
We live in six months, not 6 years.
Yeah.
Which is great. But we're very grateful. You know, a lot of bands now are doing the pledge. Even big bands like Massive Rock bands. Goddess and. They're all over Pledge.
Yeah. More commercial bands. As well.
Commercial bands. You wouldn't believe who is on Pledge.
Muse are on there. Def Leppard. Wow. I guess some of the older bands are coming back as well.
I think they're finding it a way to keep control. They're using it as a way to control it.
So they're not.
I think that's my opinion on it. I think they're using it. That we're going to put something out, let's do it this way. We know our fans will buy it. If that's going to generate it, great.
Yeah.
And then the label's slightly less.
And it's, it's great because the thing is that all the fans just buy pre order.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they pre-order the new album.
It's perfect.
And I think that's how they're doing it. They're doing it as a pre-order. It's through them, and therefore they'll be paying the likes of Amazon and other online retailers that are available. Kind of makes sense. The business part of my head says that makes total sense, and part of me goes, well, why would you bother doing it any other way? But then business is business, and creativity and art is slightly different.
And now we're in the era of the bands not getting ripped off because, like we say, we own it, you know? And that's, so many bands have been ripped off. They've had hit records.
Millions.
Yeah.
Some of them.
And it's a change. It's a total change in the music industry. It's amazing.
And hopefully for the better, because, you know, we need more music. We need new bands. I need new stuff to listen to. We've got loads of stuff I've had for years, but I still want to hear new things. I want to see bands that might be flustered. I've not heard something like that before.
Yeah.
And if people are getting tied up in the past, that's what they're going to produce. They're going to produce things that other people don't know. And that's one of the great things about watching you guys. It's sort of, this classic element. That makes sense. Everybody's a sum of their influences. But keep doing what you're doing. It's great. And I'm looking forward to hearing the new record.
And the new record has evolved from where we were with The Ride of Your Life.
It's got a more modern commercial.
It has a more modern commercial sound.
It still has a rock element.
Yeah, it's evolved. We're evolving. We don't want to stay where we are. We feel we would like to evolve, and I think that's what music should really do. You know? So that's...
You're scared of people saying commercial. Don't be afraid of commercial.
Foo Fighters are commercial. I love the Foo Fighters.
Fighters are very good.
Yeah, awesome band.
Commercial just makes people bought it. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
We all need to eat.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We do need to,
we need to eat. Well, thanks very much, girls.
Thank you.
Have a safe journey to Wales and catch you soon.
Thank you very much.
Well,